The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, is discussing the different Shira that was said every day in the Beis HaMikdash during the Hakravas HaKarbanos, during the Talmud Shel Shachar. The Gemara says that every day they would say a different parak from Tehillim, and this is the Shir Shel Yoim that we say during davening every day. But the Gemara then asks, what about on Musaf of Shabbos? On Shabbos there are extra Karbanos, there are Karbanos of Musafin because of the Tosefes Kiddush of Shabbos, we bring the Musafin. So what Shira was said during the Hakrava of the Musaf of Shabbos? And the Gemara answer is that they said Haziv Lecha. And Haziv Lecha, the Rishonim explain, is a Rosh HaTevis of different Parshias and Parshias Hazinu. They were basically laying Shiras Hazinu, and Haziv Lecha is referring to different sections of Hazinu, the way it was split up. That's the special Kriya that they had on Shabbos, or the Musaf of Shabbos. Now the Marsha points out that this simon that the Gemara says, Haziv Lecha, to reference Parshas Hazinu, it's not just a random Rosh HaTevis that we came up with, but Haziv Lecha has something to do with the Teichen, with the Inyan of why we lain the Parsha of Hazinu on Shabbos. And the Marsha says that during the week, when we say the Shira of the Levim, we say Kapitlach from Tehillim, it's Prakim from Tehillim, from David HaMelech. On Shabbos, we say Shira from the Torah, from Chumash, which is what was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, why is it that on Shabbos we have a higher level of Shira, we take it from Chumash and not from Ksuvim? Zokta Marsha, that's because of the Kedusha of Shabbos. Because of the Tosefes Kedusha of Shabbos, Mimela, the Shira of Shabbos is more Chashav, and instead of taking it from Tehillim, we take it from the Torah itself, from the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says that that's what we're being Meramis to with Haziv Lecha. We're saying, why is it that because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, because Shabbos is more Kaddish, therefore the Shira is more Kaddish, and the Shira comes from the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is referred to by Haziv Lecha, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kirin Arpanim. It says, Moshe Lo Yada Kikar Arpanim, his face would shine, and that Kirin Arpanim, the Targum is Metargum as a Ziv. That's the shine in Aramis. So when we say Haziv Lecha, it's referring to the Maila Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had a Ziv, and because of the Maila of Shabbos, therefore we picked the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a higher Madrega. That's the how the Marsha explains the Gemara. Now the question is, if we want to refer to the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the Maila of Shabbos, we take the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu, why do we pick Bedafka, this Inyan, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kirin Arpanim, that his face would shine? It's true that's a special thing, but there's many Milas about Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Rabban Shukol Hanavim, who is Rabban Shal Yisrael. Why do we focus Bedafka on the Ziv, on the shine that Moshe Rabbeinu had, to explain why we use his Shira on Shabbos because of the Kedusha of Shabbos? So the Chida over here in the Pesach HaNaim says a beautiful Hesber to be Masber, why we Bedafka refer to his Kirin Arpanim. And he says like this, Sigmar says in Shabbos on Daf Peches, and when Klaisel said Nasa V'Nishma, the Malachim came down and they were Kosher Shnei Ksarim, every Yid got two crowns, Echad Kenegin Nasa, Echad Kenegin Nishma. So we had these two crowns. And then the Gemar says, when we were Chayta by the Egel, they were Pirkum, the Malachim took the crowns away from us, and we lost them, and they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu took those crowns that we got, Kenegin Nasa V'Nishma. And the Rishonim right over there, Rashi and Taisus, that the Kirin or Panim, Moshe Rabbeinu's shine came from those crowns that he got that we used to have and now went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Those crowns created the shine, the Kirin or Panim, and the Ziv of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Rishonim said in the Gemara and Shabbos. Now, in the Arizal says a Davar Pella. The Arizal says that even though we lost the crowns and Moshe Rabbeinu took them and now they belong to him, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Naig Taiv Ayin, he was very generous and he didn't want Klai Yisrael to lose out, and therefore every Shabbos he gives the Ksarim back to Klai Yisrael. So we get those crowns back every Shabbos. And Zok Darizal, that's where our Kedusha Shabbos comes from. The special Kedusha Shabbos, the Tosefes Kedusha of Shabbos comes from those crowns that Moshe Rabbeinu got from us, and now he returns to us on Shabbos. That is what creates the Kedusha Shabbos, the Tosefes Shabbos. It's those Ksarim that we get from Moshe Rabbeinu. So it comes out that the whole Inyan of the Kedusha and Tosefes of Shabbos that we have, that Shabbos is unique and Shabbos is special, comes from those crowns of Moshe Rabbeinu, which are the crowns that created his Kirin Arpanim, the Ziv, Haziv Lecha. Mimela Zok Dechida, that's why if we want to say, we're trying to explain over here, why do we have a special Shir on Shabbos, we use the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to the Shir of David HaMelech and Ksuvim, we refer to it as Haziv Lecha Dafka, the Ziv, the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu, because we're trying to show that Haziv Lecha, that shine that we have comes from you, comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mile of Shabbos comes from the shine because it comes to those Ksarim that we got back from Moshe Rabbeinu, and those Ksarim are what created Moshe Rabbeinu's shine, Moshe Rabbeinu's Ziv, and because we got those, because Moshe Rabbeinu returns the Ksarim to us every Shabbos, that creates an extra Kedusha of Shabbos, and Mimelu we lain Pashas Hazinu, the words of Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to the words of Tehillim, and it's Bedafka Merumas and the words Haziv Lecha, referring to the source and the Shayash of the Kedusha, which comes from the Ziv, the special shine of Moshe Rabbeinu.